With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. Some California wildfire victims have started damage assessment.
Bridget Berg and her family in Altadena left their house to get dinner. As soon as they turned the corner, they saw the mountain nearby was on fire. They evacuated.
I watched this house burn down live on the news while I was at work.
She walked through what was once her kitchen.
We just purchased the replacement refrigerator.
Berg didn't expect to find much.
We just lost our house. Everybody lost their house. My daughter has at least five friends lost their house.
Berg says it will be a long recovery process. I'm Ed Donahue.
Senator Tom Cotton says the Senate plans to work hard next week to hold confirmation hearings for as many as 17 Trump nominees.
So the moment Donald Trump steps off that platform on January 20th and goes into the Capitol, he can sign all their nominations and we can start processing them right away. And we're committed to staying in session much longer than the Senate has done in the past to make sure that we are putting those nominees on the floor, getting them votes and getting them to work.
Senator Tom Cotton spoke this week with the Salem Radio Network. The Labor Department reports solid numbers on job growth.
Hiring picked up unexpectedly in December. The Labor Department says 256,000 jobs were added last month. For the year, the economy added 2.2 million jobs. A solid number, but it was lower than job growth in 2023. Stocks opened lower on the expectations the strong jobs report would make the Federal Reserve less likely to cut interest rates. The Fed now projects just 2 rate cuts this year, down from the 4 they envisioned back in September. Ed Donahue, Washington.
Also at SRNnews.com, stocks were a little lower on Friday. Investors apparently concerned that the positive economic news could ultimately cause stock prices to go down in the short term. This is SRN News. Syrian Christians remain in limbo. Michael Harrington explains why.
A group of clergymen have met with a rebel leader who overthrew strongman Bashar Assad, and they seem to have received no concrete assurances. The Catholic news agency quotes one cleric who says after sitting down with Ahmad al-Shara for some time, quote, "We cannot discern his true intentions. It is ambiguous. There are no guarantees, and we remain in limbo." Christians have had a presence in Syria for centuries, but they're a tiny persecuted minority today. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Wisconsin's Democratic Governor Tony Evers is reviving a plan to enable voters to repeal and create state laws. He crafted a similar proposal in 2022 for voters to repeal the state's 1849 abortion ban, but Republicans killed that plan. It's expected they will do so this time as well. Evers claims GOP has been ignoring the will of the people. This is SRN News. Political analyst Jim Garrity says Republicans need to be wary of putting too much into a reconciliation bill if they want it to pass muster in the House.
I think the more stuff you put in there in one big bill, the more it makes it easier for a House Democrat to say, nope, I'm not doing that. I'm not signing on. I'm the party of opposition. I'm here to oppose.
On the other hand, Garrity says trying to pass two separate reconciliation bills, also under consideration, could prove too complicated for even majority Republicans and might cause some defections within the party.
You do it twice, that's twice as much chance for, you know, two or three of them to say, nope, that's it. I'm taking my bat and my ball and I'm going home and I'm torpedoing the whole thing because I can't get this one particular thing that I want.
Garrity was interviewed this week by the Salem Radio Network. House Republican leaders say they are ready to go to work. Majority Leader Steve Scalise told reporters this week the 30 new GOP members came to Washington ready to roll up their sleeves. More on these stories at SRNnews.com.